Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
There's some pretty good guards. I don't think they should be out of the guard market either.
They should not.
Because
they should look to upgrade anywhere on the offensive line that they can. If I'm the Texans, I let everybody on that offensive line know at the end of last season. I would have told all of them, listen, all of you are fighting for your jobs. There's not one of you who should feel safe going into this offseason, because not one of them should feel safe going into this offseason. Not one of those guys had a good enough season that they should be, I'm going to be starting again next year. That's not a doubt.
Nice win by UH yesterday to go in
there
and crush Cincinnati.
There you go.
And win that conference outright. That might have been their most impressive, well, certainly the most impressive half of the season in the second half of that game, because they just shut them down. And I feel like they're pretty much locked in as a three. If they won the conference tournament and some of the teams ahead of them lost, maybe. But there's nothing wrong with the three. That's a good spot.
I think if they win the AAC tournament, they've got a shot at a two.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Hope you guys are having a great Monday. Enjoying your, those of you who are enjoying spring break, keep enjoying it. Those of you who are hassled by it, sorry. We'll still get you home in one piece. Man, have you been following this Ethiopian Airlines crash? Which ordinarily it wouldn't be a big story. But apparently this is the second time one of these Boeing MAX 8s have crashed. And like Southwest has a bunch of them, and American has a bunch of them, and now people are freaking out. Travelers are like,
I mean, a plane just because one plane crashed doesn't mean that all of them.
Well, this is two of them now in the last 6 months, and very similar similar crashes, basically. Might be a good time to jump in and buy some Boeing stock, because it crashed big time today.
Maybe so. Yeah, that's a. I don't know. I don't ever ask what model airplane this is. I don't really love flying to begin with, but I also don't. I don't let myself live in fear of it. I just get on the plane and hope I make it. You know, it's just like getting in your car and hoping you make it. Like, it's funny how we just take that for granted.
Yeah, yeah.
If someone died in a Mazda, it's not like I would say, "Oh, well, I'm never buying a Mazda now."
That's true, but if the Mazda falls apart while you're driving and explodes,
you're probably not buying another one down the road.
Yeah, if it happens twice.
Yeah.
But apparently Ethiopian Airlines, which of course was one of their planes, China and Indonesia have grounded all of the 737 MAX planes. And a Chinese airline began using Boeing 737-800s, which I think is what we usually wind up flying when we fly Southwest, is the 800. But, yeah, people are freaking out over it, and it's kind of like, they'll figure it out. Not too worried about it. Somebody said, so was the Amazon plane. I thought that was a bigger one. I thought that was a 757 or 767. I could be wrong about that. I'll have to look that up. Anyway, just you know, not that I want you thinking about plane crashes when we're about to
leave.
Yeah. It's funny though. Like my worst flights have always been short ones.
Yeah,
like New Orleans or San Antonio or something like that, and you know. The scariest one I was ever on was probably New Orleans when we were going to the Super Bowl. That was pretty bad. 713-780.
If it's bumpy, I just fall asleep.
Yeah, I don't mind bumpy.
And if I, you know, if we crash while I'm sleeping, I'll never know.
And there's that. Well, you probably wake up on the way down.
Yeah, probably. But by then, what am I going to do?
Just toast yourself and...
You're long for the ride at that point.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a ride. But yeah, it's not something I worry about. I mean, I've traveled so much that it's just...
old hat.
Yeah, and, you know, turbulence doesn't bother me. The only time recently I've gotten a little worried was when we were flying to Calgary, and when we landed, the plane started going sideways and then skidding back and forth.
Yeah.
Which is... that's not ideal.
No.
The Boeing was for the Amazon crash was a 767.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was a bigger plane. So, Chase says, dumbass report, I just dumped a can of chili on top of my Fritos without first cooking the chili. Now I'm picking Fritos out of my chili so that I can cook it.
Or you could just cook it with the Fritos in there.
Mm. Interesting.
That's not a healthy, balanced meal, by the way.
No.
I mean, you're eating like a 12-year-old.
What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing if you're Fred.
I feel you're a little judgmental of those of us who like to eat like children.
No. I'm just saying it'd be good to add in a veggie.
No. Frito pie does not need veggie.
No, but Frito pie can't be your whole meal either.
Well,
unless you're 12.
Well, if you're trying to count your calories and you don't want to spend any additional calories.
How about don't eat Frito pie, then, if you're counting calories?
Well, you eat half the Frito pie. You don't eat the whole thing. You know, you eat like 900 calories worth, and you're fine.
Mm, that is not a balanced diet.
Well, I think balance is overrated. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. I don't know if we mentioned Justin Houston, also cut by the Chiefs.
Yeah,
another guy who's going to be out there. I was looking at the latest seedings, and USA Today seems to think the last number one seed is down to Duke or Kentucky.
I'll be honest. I mean, unless something happens and Duke wins the ACC or Kentucky doesn't win the SEC, it's Kentucky. To me, if... I mean, even if they hold serve, like Virginia, I think, is locked in to a one seed. Gonzaga is locked. Well, Gonzaga's not losing in their conference tournament. Right. They're locked into a one seed also. That leaves North Carolina, Kentucky, and Duke, and maybe Michigan State as the only viable options. Worst case scenario, North Carolina beat Duke 2 out of 3 times. If they both play again. And Kentucky... I'll be honest with LSU having the problems they're having right now. I like Kentucky's chances of winning the S. They dominate that tournament historically as it is. I think that they'll continue to, but I just don't. I don't know, man. I don't know how you unless Duke just dominates and cuts through that ACC tournament like the hot knife through butter. I can't picture walking away from the conference tournaments going, man. Duke definitely deserves that number one seed over Kentucky. I don't know how that would happen. I don't think they can knock North Carolina off the one seed.
Yeah, here's who they have as ones right now. Virginia, Duke, North Carolina, Gonzaga.
I've heard this all week long, or I guess ever since Saturday when, by the way, North Carolina covered again against Duke. Shout out gambling gods. But I don't understand why Duke is being looked at as a higher seed than Kentucky. I don't believe that should be the case.
Yeah, here's your two seeds as of now. Kentucky, Michigan, Tennessee, Michigan State.
That sounds about right. I think by the end of it, you may Texas Tech may have something to say about being on that two line.
Your three seeds as of now, Purdue, Houston, Tech, LSU.
That sounds about right.
Four seeds, Kansas State, Kansas, Wisconsin, Florida State.
Yep.
And do we care about the other ones?
Probably Virginia Tech, Maryland, Marquette, and Mississippi State.
Ding, 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 ding. Well played. Let's see if you can get six now.
Auburn.
Yes.
Buffalo.
Yes.
Nevada.
Yes. Three for three.
I don't know if Villanova will still be on that line. I guess if I had to make a fourth guess, that'd be my fourth guess.
Cincinnati is who they have. Okay. Well, the fourth one.
Almost.
But that's pretty good. She's nailed seven out of the eight on the five and six lines.
I spend a lot of time with college basketball, Fred. I don't know if you've known this.
Yeah, I've noticed that. So, well played, sir. I'm going to take a call here.
I'm going to take a call. Yeah.
Is it Troy?
Hello, yes, Troy. Sir. Sports.
What's going on, sports?
Just sports?
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, I had a question for you guys. Sometimes y'all give me, I haven't got a chance to hear y'all guys. I was working a different schedule for like 4 months, but I'm back on my regular schedule. Y'all give a lot of good advice. So one time, one night, I'm searching Netflix, and I find a show called The 100. And I'm like, I think this is a kiddie show. I go through it, watch all five seasons, gruesome, gritty, girl on girl. And I'm like, why haven't I never seen the show? I look it up, and it came out on the CW. Want to know if you guys ever seen that show, or have you even heard of that show, and get your take on it.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, me either. So,
no, you got me.
Yeah, it's
girl on girl.
And that was a CW show?
Like, no way it has nudity.
That's why I'm really looking forward to the next season of Lucifer, because it's going to be Netflix now. And it was on CW or one of those channels.
They were blocking out the good stuff?
Yeah, this will. I'm hoping they open it up a little bit. Kind of excited to see what happens. That was an interesting show, man, and I finished the Umbrella Academy, which I think you would like.
I may try it out.
It's
I saw it on Netflix the other day. I may try it out.
Yeah, it like I said, it's more superhero and less. I mean, it is sci-fi.
Yeah,
but they are kind of superheroes. So, and the acting is really good, even though it's all people you've never really seen before.
Yeah.
But it's really well acted, and I think the only one I recognized was Dickon Tarly from Game of Thrones. That's the only actor that I couldn't figure out who he was.
Who on?
You know, Richard on.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but he, I was like looking, I go, man, I know that guy, and so I looked him up, and yeah, he was
Game of Thrones. You do know him.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, he looks like he eats a lot of big city wings, and he should because
they're delicious.
They're the best. They're the best. They're tremendous. You got a big city wings. Anything else, fake news. Hashtag fake news. Big city wings is great, man. It's crawfish season now. We got the tournament coming. You want to look for a place to go and watch the games. Family friendly, which is cool. You want to take the kids and, you know, let them hang out. You have some wings. They have some wings. You have some beer. They don't. That would be bad. But you can watch all the games on TV. They've got everything set up for you. Their food is fantastic. It's all made from scratch. You know, obviously, the wings are great, but the Angus beef burgers are terrific. You know, they've got crawfish now, all of the side dishes. It's just incredible. And how about this? Specials every day. So, like I already told you about what they're doing today, 70-cent chicken tenders. And tomorrow's 2 for Tuesday wings and tea time. It's a great day to just go in and get some extra wings. Wednesday, $7, all burgers and whiskey. There's just so many great things. And it's a cool place. I go to the one out by the Marquee and love going out there, and they're on Uber Eats. So if I want wings, man, I'm Uber eating all the time from them. Go and check them out, bigcitywings.com. Follow them on social media, on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. It's all Big City Wings. And check them out. 7 great locations, including the new one in Kingwood. We were just up there. That place is nice. They got another one coming on Rayford Road. Big City Wings should be your wing joint, certainly mine. BigCityWings.com. Love's the language. Love is your name. My heart is a beating drum. My head in the pavilion. My soul such a long way from my lips, my lungs, my native tongue. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman. And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. A couple things from Twitter. Lamont said he watched the 100, said it's a typical loss model, but in space. So not worthy. It's okay, not worthy of discussion. Scarball says it's pretty good. No nudity, though. Right. Jared says, I'm curious to know, do the pilots let you know you're going to crash, or do they just... I don't know. I've never been on a plane crash and don't have any interest in being in one. Yeah. And I won't be able to report on it if I am.
Let me call my friend who was in a plane crash last week. No, I don't know. I mean, I would imagine there is some sort of like brace for impact warning or something like that.
But yeah.
All I know from it is what I've seen like on television or in the movies.
Yeah.
You've got to have at least one airline worker who would know listening.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what they're trained to say. I mean, I guess if a pilot wants to call in and let us know, if they would tell their people, hey, we're crashing. But
yeah.
I'm sure every individual airline has like a company line that they tell their pilots, like, hey, if you're ever in this situation, because you don't want to cause a panic. I mean, that's not going to help anything as people.
Right.
Like,
I mean, you don't want to go running through the aisle, well, or flying through the aisleways.
Right.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I just don't. All I can go by is what I've seen in the movies, which I know is not very accurate because it's the movies. It's fiction.
It's the movies.
Yeah. So I'm sure they're just as freaked out as everybody else.
I'm sure.
So. Jeremy says Mary J. Blige is the female assassin on the Umbrella Academy. I know
Fred,
that name.
I know pop culture. Stop.
Stop with the I don't know pop culture. I don't know.
You don't know who Mary J. Blige is.
I know the name, but I don't know. I wouldn't pick her out of a crowd.
Okay.
I mean, you know, besides, it's not everything that you think is pop culture. What the hell was that?
It was an earthquake. Mary J. Blige is like super famous, though.
I've heard of her, but I mean, why would I know any of her music or anything?
Well, I mean, she's also an actress. I mean, I don't know. You would have had to have heard her music along the way, like just.
I'm sure I've heard it. I couldn't tell you what the songs are.
That's fair.
Or who sings them? Because I hear a lot of songs that I, you know, somebody famous sings, but I don't.
Yeah, she's like an R&B. Royalty. She's like that. She's top level superstar in that world.
Okay. Well, she played a good assassin. How's okay. that? But I didn't know who she was. But I did know who Dick Ontarley was.
Exactly.
So that should tell you something. So when it comes to Game of Thrones pop culture, I'm A+.
You've got it figured out.
Yes.
Yeah.
That I know that I was able to recognize. Such a small character who had such a small role.
Yeah.
But somebody tells me one of the other people in there is fairly famous too, but I had never seen any of them before, except for him, as actors. But it's...
I'll probably end up watching it. It looks pretty decent.
Yeah.
Oh, Ellen Page is in it.
Yeah, that's the other one somebody mentioned. What has she been in?
She's she was in Juno. She's been in a lot of stuff. She's like a... She's the quirky actress girl. She was in Days of Future Past. She was Kitty Pryde in Days of Future Past. X-Men. She was in that movie Whip It.
I don't think I saw that.
What else made you have seen?
She was in Trailer Park Boys. I would have seen her in that.
Okay. Yeah, she's in a bunch of movies. She was in Inception.
Yeah, okay. That looks familiar now. She looked very different in this. What's that?
We got a tweet from Adam Schefter.
Is it that there's still somebody more famous than Robert Kraft?
No. It says as of 6:23, former Texan safety Tyrann Mathieu intends to sign a 3-year, $42 million deal with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh! Mm. Mm. Well, I got to be honest. This is not the start to the offseason the Texans had hoped for.
Nope.
I don't like how he words it either. Former Texan safety intends to sign. That's like,
well,
that's too bad, man. That's a
better get on the phone with Earl Thomas.
Yeah, and you may have to overpay for him at this point.
Yep.
But you got to do something. You got to do something because now safety's a problem.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Not a good day, Texan fan.
No, things have not gone well.
I would say this is
the biggest free agent target signed immediately, and then. I mean, what do you think? If he's signing 3 years, $42 million in Kansas City, what do you think he was offered here?
Well, the report was 9.5 for a year for 5, I think. So,
well, I can't blame him.
Yeah.
42 for 3 on a better team? That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah. Well, but I'm surprised that maybe the Texans just didn't want to match that, but. Seems to me that's not an unreasonable deal.
I don't think so either. I mean, especially when you see what Landon Collins got.
Yeah.
Well, I got news for you. Earl Thomas is going to cost you more than Tyrann Mathieu would have.
Yeah. Now, so he's probably an upgrade.
Yeah.
If he's healthy, he's definitely an upgrade. But, yeah, that's not good.
Man.
You had to pour one out for Tyrann Mathieu.
I actually, he was the one guy that I felt pretty confident he would be back.
Yeah.
Well, shows what I know.
And it looks like that's the end for Eric Berry in Kansas City, too.
Is he cut?
Well, it's just one of my guys from Kansas City just tweeted out, adios, Eric Berry, presumably.
Man. Well, maybe you get him and hope for the best.
Yeah. I'd definitely be calling Thomas's people, though.
Yep. All right, guys. You know who you should call before that? Triangle Energy. Because that way, when you sit down in the room with Earl Thomas, and you can have like a bunch of Christmas lights up, and the air conditioner can be kicking really hard, and you can be saving money. There's a lot of different energy providers out there. There's always different offers. Free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on and on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers, then months later found out that you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees being tacked onto your bill. You know where that doesn't happen? Triangle Energy. Rate you see, the rate you pay. Simple as that. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. 877-93-EAGLE, or just log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE, or TriangleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. I do think it's a really good safety group. If they go out and sign somebody, they'll be fine. Aaron Wilson just tweeted out, Texans have plenty of options, include Chicago Bears free agent Adrian Amos and several others. Strong class of safety, rookie safeties, too.
Yeah.
But the problem is, if you start talking about rookie safeties, well, you also have to deal with rookie offensive linemen, rookie cornerbacks, because you haven't done anything there yet. So we shall see. Pretty sure that once he opted to test the market that he was going to get blown out of the water. If you get Earl Thomas, it's an upgrade.
Yeah.
Go get him. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So I got sports, I got non-sports. There's only like one more segment left, and that's going to be Dumbass Report. So
that's true. Well, I guess you better get to a little bit of sports, and I'll bring some non-sports in the last segment.
Well, I don't know if you saw. I was watching NFL Network today, and I don't know if Charlie Casserly is just losing it, but at some point he came out and said, "You need to throw the ball more to Cole Beasley. Stop throwing the ball to Dez Bryant all the time." It's like Dez wasn't on the Cowboys last year.
That's true.
Yeah, it's like they spent too much
time. Dez was a saint
for 3 days. And then the thing that he did on Kyler Murray, he's since tried to backtrack and talk about what a good quarterback is. But there might have been an ulterior motive to him, because he was talking about the worst comments I ever got on a high-rated quarterback and all that stuff. And Casserly, one of his side jobs, he works for a company that trains players for these interviews. And
so you think he may have an ulterior motive? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe you should come to my company and then you'll do great.
Anybody who's like a coach or a GM, they've got ulterior motives.
But basically, for him to be critical and say it's the worst comments I ever got on a high rated quarterback, it's another to get paid for preparing other prospects.
Exactly.
And then spreading flack of another who didn't come to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think we call that conflict of interest.
Yep.
So those are the kind of things that, you know, I think if you're going to be critical like that, you need to come out and say that. You know, it's like, listen, well, I have a company that, you know, we actually coach these guys, and clearly he needed to go somewhere.
Especially when that's like your target on him is that he wasn't coached for these interviews.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so obvious.
936 says Earl Thomas is from the area. You think we'd get a discount? No, somebody.
Nope.
He's going to get paid. And you know what? If you want him,
I mean, that's why he left Seattle, because they didn't want to lock him up. They didn't want to pay him big bucks. And he deserves it. Let's face it.
Yeah. If he's the rumors were he was seeking 2 years, $30 million, so $15 a year.
That's totally reasonable.
Done.
He's a better player than Tyrann Mathieu, and Mathieu just got 3 years at $14 million per.
Yeah, and
so if you're saying 2 years, $15 million per, that's value, man.
Yeah, I'll do that right now. So
I mean, you won't, because you don't have that kind of cash on hand.
No.
The Texans should. Cal McNair should.
Yeah, yeah. And they certainly, and you know, the good thing is, even if he's hurt, I mean, you still have Andre Howe as a pretty solid third safety for you. And you would think Reed's going to get better because he had a pretty good rookie year. But, boy, you put Earl Thomas and Reed back there?
Yeah.
I'd feel pretty good about that. But we'll see. So, can I give you a little inside baseball thing?
All right.
We've had a story sitting in our queue for 3 days that Cody wrote about the Texans re-signing Tyrann Mathieu. And so I just got a note from him. It's like,
yeah, I wouldn't run that story.
No, he went in and fixed it. So
okay.
It now says report Texans lose Tyrann Mathieu to Chiefs. So he says his impact was overrated.
Oh.
Says with Justin Reed's emergence and Andre Howell still on the team, paying a player who has likely shown his ceiling to the NFL, what the Chiefs paid him wasn't good business for the Texans. They were priced out of their smartly set budget on Mathieu.
I mean... Tell me more about Andre Howell.
Are we not forgetting that this guy had cancer last year?
Yeah, I mean, I, No offense, but sometimes you don't come back at the same level. I don't want to be mean about it, but
and I don't want to say.
Let's also face it: like when Andre Howell was a starter, it's not like he was
okay.
I mean, he was serviceable.
Yeah, yeah. He's not. He wasn't a negative.
When your cornerbacks are now a bunch of homeless dudes, you may want to go strong at the safety position. You may want to overplay your cards there because. I don't know, man. I don't like the way this offseason's shaping up so far.
What? You don't like the fact that they lost the starting safety and that they still don't have any cornerbacks?
Or linemen? Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay, just checking.
I don't like that.
Yeah, this is let's see what happens here in this second wave of guys. You could still upgrade at that position.
No doubt.
Frankly, if you get the right guy. But, man, they need to do something. So I said a couple weeks ago they needed to go out and get a bunch of dudes and make their swing next year and put the money up front while you have room and then you can get rid of some guys later, but they obviously that's not what they thought.
Yep.
And I've been hearing from a lot of people that's what they thought. Would you be surprised if the Texans truly believe in their current roster and just try to improve through the draft? I wouldn't be surprised.
I'd be super disappointed.
I frankly completely disagree with them, which that's okay. And Eugene says, why do people always ask if a player will take a discount? Who wants to get paid less, hometown or not? Agreed. There are some guys who...
I don't know. I mean, like, depending on where you're at, like, if you got where your family's at, where your family wants to be, I mean, I can see that, but... He ain't going to take a big discount, I would tell you that much.
Yeah, and why should
he? And nor should he, yeah. He's one of the best guys in the league. Just give him money.
Yeah. Home dude said, what about bringing back Kareem Jackson? I'm sure that's still a...
It's an option, I'm sure, yeah. But I got news for you. Kareem Jackson, he ain't Earl Thomas.
No. So, yeah, the Texans story is up on Sports Map from Cody. Well... I guess it's Chief's story, technically. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So this weekend, I went and bought some new jeans because mine were too big and falling off all the time. And these are two sizes smaller than the ones I had. And I didn't wear my belt today. It's the first day I've worn them. I thought, okay, because
dummy,
I don't need a belt. No, they're falling off too. And it's all because of Innovative Lasers and how I got... 8 inches off of my waist. And, man, I've got a lot of pounds off, and it's all the Zorona laser treatment at Innovative Lasers of Houston. And the cool thing is you're going to lose up to 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks. They guarantee you that. And they got a great deal for you. If you're one of the first 100 to call, 281-888-3094, you mention ESPN, you're going to get 50% off the regular price and 3 sessions free. And it's so easy, man. There's nothing painful. There's no recovery time. You just go in and they put these red dots on you and it gets rid of it shrinks the fat cells and you're going to get rid of the weight. All you have to do is give them a call right now. You're going to get more energy. It's just the whole thing is such a great, easy process. 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN 97.5 to get 50% off the regular price, 3 sessions free. For more information, log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com. Make the call. The consultation is free. Doesn't cost you anything to find out what they're about. InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com, 281-888-3094. New
Mexico. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out sportsmap.com. Brand new story on Tyrann Mathieu going to the Chiefs from Cody Stutes. Top of the page. Tomorrow morning, You'll get my Sam Houston race part picks for tomorrow's races. They'll be on there.
Sweet.
Josh Jordan's mock draft is on there. We have a story on Booker T and Brad Gilmore premiering tonight. And the fact that Booker T's in the Hall of Fame for a second time now.
That's right.
Timmy B wrote a boxing piece now that Triple G has signed with DAZN. Looks like we'll get another Canelo Triple G.
Yes.
And he also has a story on the fight from Saturday night.
All right.
So, soccer, there's a soccer recap from the Dynamo, who won their MLS game over the weekend. And lots more good stuff coming. Lots of videos happening tomorrow. And so, Tuesday is a huge day. We have a lot of, like, Jermaine writes his column. Joel writes his column. AJ has his college basketball. We have the soccer report. There's just tons of stuff. And then we'll do a bunch of videos, too. So, make sure you check it out tomorrow. All right, let's do the dumbass report.
Let's do the dumbass report, if my laptop will let me pull up this stuff. I don't know why it's been so... I've got to get a new laptop, I think.
Yeah, I think it's probably time for that investment.
It's getting bad, but that's all right. Let's start... Oh, come on, you.
What did I do? I'm just sitting here waiting for you to read your thing.
You're eating up my Wi-Fi, it looks like. Oh, boy.
Is that even possible?
I don't know. Hmm. All right, here's one that popped up. I'll just do this one first. I wanted to save this one, but... a woman drives up to a hospital valet with a passenger. This is Florida, mind you.
Oh, of course it is.
And she was seeking medical attention for her daughter, who was already dead.
Oh, wow.
From multiple stab wounds. And when she asked for help, she asked not the most polite way to ask for help. She asked while wielding the knife at the staff. That's not really a great way to get help.
Yeah.
But you also, this is a life lesson that you probably shouldn't stab your daughter if you don't want her to die.
If you just want to teach her a lesson.
No, stabbing's not the way to go. How about another candidate for Mom of the Year? This one. Texas.
All right. I love
what
it.
Do you
when
think of that?
I love it when Texas
what
makes a list.
That? Yeah. A Texas mom is facing up to 20 years behind bars. Why, you might ask? She left her 5 children home alone while she enjoyed some fun in the sun on a trip to South Carolina.
I saw that one.
Her children range in age from 15 months to 12 years old. She traveled to Myrtle Beach back in August because she needed to get away from everything that was happening at home.
Well, if you got 5 kids, you definitely need to get away.
Yeah, but... And she said she was investigating a job opportunity.
Mm-hmm. What kind of job?
Well, she stayed with a male friend during her days away and went to the beach as well as other tourist attractions while her children were at home.
So dumbass! The 12-year-old was taking care of them?
Yeah. He was in charge. When a police officer reported to the home later in this, first of all, authorities were alerted when an elementary school principal expressed concern regarding a conversation she overheard between several of the children. They'd been talking about staying up all night and having to change their little sister's diaper. When a police officer reported to the home later the same day, he was greeted by a 10-year-old boy and the overwhelming odor of feces and garbage coming from inside the home. Upon entering, they discovered a 15-month-old in a crib they initially believed to be dead.
Wow.
Once they removed the blanket covering the infant and rubbed her face, however, they realized she was breathing. A 12-year-old son, 2 older daughters, 6 and 3, were also left in the home. According to the affidavit, they found a dirty diaper in the closet, stains on the carpets, and knives the children could have easily accessed. So, I'm going to say this mom's not as bad as the last mom. But also not good.
No. She's a 9 on a 10 scale, and I think the other one's probably a 10.
I don't know why people do this. This is what you when you it's kind of the ask stupid questions get stupid answers thing.
Yeah.
How about on Facebook? Outdoor children's bedroom. The weather is getting nicer. My son Jericho never wants to make it in by curfew. I'm planning on moving his bedroom outside. The problem is he's not vaccinated. I'm not looking for this post to turn into a bait, just a debate. Just looking for recommendations for outdoor furniture for a 2-year-old boy's room. His favorite color is yellow. Surprisingly.
Not wise, guys.
Yeah. Stupid responses. My daughter, Epsom salt, not vaccinated, wants to make her home among the wild squirrels in our backyard. And I'm looking for recommendations of feeders large enough to accommodate a one-year-old girl. Her favorite color is rabies red. Please don't turn this into a debate post. Yeah,
oh,
not a good question to post on Facebook if you don't want to have a debate about your two-year-old living outdoors when he's not vaccinated.
God. These anti-vaxxers, I'll just never...
I've got nothing to say about that.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Aaron. You get an A-plus today. Hoffman, you get an A-plus. I was okay today. I'm going to give myself a solid D-plus. We'll be in studio tomorrow. We'll do it again then. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.